Today is Thursday, October 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Get to Know Your Customers Day, appropriate for a product manager, but I am not back at work yet, so I'm going to forget all about that. It's also National Edge Day. What do they mean by that? It's also Black Poetry Day, National Mulligan Day, and National Pasta Day. It's also National Get Smart About Your Credit Day. You know, after I moved to Arkansas and got rid of Maddie, you know, we talk bad about my ex a lot, but I will say, he was, for the most part, he really adored me. This is going to sound selfish, but he really adored me and treated me like a prince. Like, he was very angry and mean to other people, but generally he treated me very well. So, he knew me, like, more than anyone else. It's so funny. But I love Mark, and I would never trade Mark. But I just wanted, thinking of my ex, I just wanted to say, we say really bad things about him, but there were good points of our relationship. But my current boyfriend is the love of my life, and I would not change anything. All right, so I am back. Mark is not back, but I am back from the trip. I'm posting this one late. I used to post these around 5:30 or 6 o'clock every day, Central Time. And then I switched to recording the day before because that was just more convenient. And so I post them in the morning now. But I was traveling until 9:30 or 10 o'clock last night. And I had planned on recording and then doing my normal thing and posting it in the morning. But I couldn't. I was tired. I didn't go to bed, though. I laid on the couch and I started... I watched this show, or I used to watch this show, called Expedition Unknown. It's by a guy named Josh Gates. And it's one of those Discovery, History Channel, you know, sci-fi, yada yada, those channels. And it's an archaeology type show where they go, and I'm Josh Gates, and I explore an unknown mystery every week, you know, or whatever. But I find it really interesting. I've always found, and, you know, it's interesting because I'm an old man, even though I'm not quite yet an old man. I mean, I'm middle-aged, but I'm not, hopefully not quite an old man. But I'm an old soul because I've always found, they say as you get older, especially as men get older, they start getting more interested in history and archaeology and things of that nature. And maybe that's not true, but I've heard that before. And I know my stepfather, he's all about reading like World War II books and like all kinds of stuff. I really have always enjoyed this show, but I haven't watched it for a couple of years. And I knew he was still releasing new shows or new episodes because I follow him on X. And so I decided, well, Mark is not here. Mark is in the Philippines. He made it fine. And he messaged me. So I know he's at his parents' house, safe and sound. But I decided I was going to watch that. So I stayed up until like 2 in the morning watching this show. But I just didn't feel like recording. I wanted to, and I was half asleep. I mean, I would fall asleep, wake up, fall asleep. It's one of those shows. But anyway, he goes around and explores mysteries like the lost tomb of Alexander the Great or, you know, whatever. A lot of pyramids, a lot of remote locations, Micronesia they were at in this episode I just watched a few minutes ago. They're trying to locate World War II airplanes that went down in the 1944 the U.S. bombed this Tuk-Tuk Micronesian island where Japan had their big naval base in World War II. But anyway, so it's a mixture of like that kind of stuff, lost treasure, graves. It's just, it's interesting. I find it interesting. He's kind of like Indiana Jones of, he doesn't look like Indiana Jones. He's a little bit portly. But he does do a lot of, you know, he dives, he does, you know, underwater diving and like, oh, he does all these, you know, not athletic, but things that it takes. He's around my age, actually. He looks a little bit older, I think, than I do, but bottom line, I enjoy it. It's appropriate because the trip that we were just on, we visited a lot of ruins. And I'm not sure that ruins are necessarily Mark's thing. I love them, though. I find it so interesting what people could do back in those days. And I also think, you know, the things that we build now are not going to last. Like the Acropolis in Athens, Greece, has been there for how many? I don't know. I'm going to say hundreds, thousands of years. I'm not sure. I'm not good with dates. A long time. And it's still standing. And it's there is nothing that we build nowadays that's going to be standing in 1,000 years or even 100 years. We just do not build things to last anymore. We should build everything out of marble. We should just keep building everything out of marble. But I find that stuff very interesting. So to go back to kind of review of the trip. By the way, Daniel reminded me we do not have a show this week. So just wanted to let you guys know we do not have a show this week. The Gay Mix. We will be back next week. I think Daniel is camping, if I recall correctly. So I will just be relaxing. I do not go back to work until Monday. And I'm trying to just relax. So I'm going to be vegging out on the couch as much as I can. Mark isn't here. It's just me and Sydney. I picked her up. She's alive. Although she did have soft poo. I walked her and she had soft poo and it got in her hair and I had to bathe her, basically. Every time she comes from my parents, I tell them, only feed her her food and the treats that we supply because she has her stomach is just, she gets used to certain things, and if you feed her anything else, she will have diarrhea. And they do not listen. And so when we get her back, she always has soft poo. There you go. But she's fine. She's laying here at my feet. So anyway, back to the vacation. So I think we were in Turkey, and I said that we did a Turkish hammam bath. Interesting experience. I would definitely do it again. I will talk about it on the Gay Mix, though. And I don't remember what nights the stuff happened. We did specialty restaurants the last few nights, but it was Chops Grill, which is the steakhouse, Giovanni's, which is the Italian restaurant, and Izumi, which is the sushi place. And we've been to all of those places. They were good, but it's same now because the menu hasn't changed, you know. So again, next time we cruise, we're going to try Virgin because we're just now old hat, you know, for Royal Caribbean. So we know everything. Or we've done everything. We've tasted all the food. We've seen all the shows, etc. They had no Broadway style show. They just had singing and dancing from the singers and dancers. There was a cute dancer. I mentioned that. So anyway, the next day we did Mykonos, which is another Greek island. And we loved our tour guide. We had a food tour scheduled and it got canceled. So we just kind of took a relaxing morning because we didn't want to go and try to get the water bus to Mykonos and then to the, because we parked at one port, but you had to go to a different port to, because sometimes these big ships can't park right near town. And so you have to arrange transportation. So anyway, we didn't want to do that. We didn't, without anything planned. And so we just kind of stayed on the ship. We worked out, etc. Had breakfast, yada, yada. And then we had scheduled a Viator tour. So they were supposed to meet us right at the cruise port. And so she was late and she gets there and it's supposed to be a bus tour. And it's just us, the two of us and this lady, and she's driving us around just in an SUV because we were the only two that booked the afternoon tour. And we don't really like that because we don't like to have to make small talk for 4 hours or whatever. But she was so nice. At the end of the tour, she wanted to give us a hug. She was a British lady, but she had lived in Greece for 30 years and she married a Grecian guy. She had kids in Greece. She's a tour guide. Her husband's a chef, and she was so fun, and I think she really likes gay guys as well, so that was cool. Mykonos was nice. I enjoyed it more because I enjoyed the tour more. Mark enjoyed Santorini better, but Mykonos is very similar. No blue roofs, though, or very few. They do a lot of red and white and other colors, but still white houses, like all the houses are white. They have these windmills that were used for grinding flour. Very beautiful. They have a little Italy area that was very beautiful. I enjoyed the 4 hours. It was a really nice tour. We'll have to finish this up tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, probably around the same time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.